Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, the COVID-19 crisis has led to a global refiguring of how we meet. As the pandemic keeps people at home and businesses shuttered, the trillion-dollar events industry, an industry built to facilitate social gatherings, has had to rethink what networking requires. For some organizations or organizers, the solution is to go virtual, but the transition is far from clear-cut. From the logistics of setting up the necessary hard and software to replicating the experience of networking with speakers and guests, to security concerns and high-profile lapses. Going virtual has required the development of an entirely new set of knowledge and skills, and with it, we may see the rise of a new profession, digital event managers. We're joined by GlobalSign.in's Head of Customer Success, Daniel Gerard Chan, for his insights. Daniel, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me as well, Harry.
So, the COVID-19 pandemic kick-starting this transition to hybrid and digital events. The industries had been slow to change, I must say. Prior to this, what was it looking like? And how quickly has the events industry had to kick into gear, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. So what you've just mentioned, right? I think when the lockdown and the quarantines happened, I mean, this led to a big, huge global refiguring of how we actually meet and socialize within the event industry. But of course, I mean, the events are built to actually to have social interaction. And I mean, that's where us within the technology industry has to rethink on what this requires as well. I think, you know, in terms of these new ways actually to stay connected during these times, I think we've already seen an entire sector-wide shift towards digital solutions. I mean, even you're looking at the large-scale events like Microsoft Build and even Comic-Con at home, right? And even smaller intimate events like virtual marriage solemnization, for example. I think a lot of event managers and businesses alike are essentially scrambling to take their traditional offline business online as well. I think on that point also, I think what I see is that there are a lot of organizers of tech events. They seem to be very early adopters of these virtual events.
I would imagine because they're tech, right?
Exactly.
They better be.
Right? Yeah, so I think even though this is a new territory, right? But I think for the tech industry, they've been very fast to adopt. But I think for the veterans in cases like that, right? And I think even within our own industry, I think what we see, and we did a couple of surveys also over the past few months, we see that, you know, about 90% of our participants within the industry, essentially they had no experience, obviously, organizing these type of digital conferences, right? So that's where we believe right now, in fact, the past probably 2-3 months has had this rapid digital transition. And the reason why is to actually create this void within this industry, right? But obviously, with that, there is a gap in this knowledge and experience in terms of how do we have these people with the skill set in terms of even these emerging digital and not only digital events, but even hybrid events in the near future.
What sort of skills are we talking about beyond, say, being tech savvy, those particular types of tech savvy, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, in terms of this, right, I mean, we are still running events and we are running online events. And this is where, you know, the digital event managers come into play.
Okay.
So with this digital event manager, right, what happens is that, as what I mentioned previously, a lot of them within the industry, or a lot of us within the industry, rather, we don't have experience running that. But the skill set, as you've mentioned, right, being technology, is a bit different than the usual event organizers, because there's a lot of decisions to be made based on technology-first decisions, right?
What does that mean exactly, technology-first decisions?
Right.
How will it look online, that sort of thing?
That's right. So, I mean, there's a lot of different considerations. So, I mean, the first thing is that in terms of the technologies, what type of technologies are they going to be even using? Not only in terms of the platform, but in terms of the interaction, networking, how they are doing the setups as well, and how they are actually also providing the necessary networking functions for the attendees.
So what sort of resources are available to, say, a newly hired digital events manager to pick up some of these skills?
Right. So that's a very good point, right?
Or you're just going to have to wing it because it's all new, right? This was an unprecedented event. People have, industries and sectors have had to pivot like never before. And people are just kind of learning as they go almost.
You know what? I think you pretty much hit it on the nail, right? So, in terms of the veterans, obviously, what we are very used to is in terms of how we are actually running events.
Those are face-to-face events. Yeah.
That's right. Right. So now there's a big component, which technology, as I've just mentioned as well. So being a tech company as well and being an event tech provider within the industry also, I think, one thing which we are trying to do for our own clients also is try to enable and empower them as well. So this means that even for ourselves, what we've been doing over the past couple of months also is actually to provide them with, different types of options, different types of technologies and interactions which they're able to then have within their own event itself. We've also come up with our entire own resource center to actually help our own clients to actually see how to map the physical aspect of the event to the online or digital aspect of the event as well.
How has GlobalSign.in come up with all of this? You trialed and errored it, right? You made sure it worked, right?
Obviously, as a tech provider also, we've been within the tech industry for more than a decade right now. So a lot of these technologies are tried and tested, but yes, in terms of, the new way forward, these are things which we are trying by ourselves, and these are things which we tried also. And obviously, over the past couple of months as well, and that's how we are actually learning more also in terms of what clients are looking for, and that's how we constantly improve on offerings and platform to make it much easier for them as well.
Daniel, what are we talking about? Beyond, say, live stream feeds, video conferencing, what's the sort of tech that businesses can leverage for their digital event?
Right. So, more than just video conferencing, actually, what happens is that, it's just not only a live feed on live stream. If you look at events traditionally, right, you're talking about branding, the networking opportunities, the learning opportunities, and for, sponsorship, revenue generation as well. So all those are what are integral to the events industry. And it's not easy or it's not even possible to do it with straightforward video conferencing kind of tools.
Interesting. So we still are trying to keep that networking face-to-face feel, if you will, for lack of a better word, in the digital space.
Absolutely. And not only that, as I said, within events itself, there's a lot of ROI behind it, right? We are talking about revenue generation and all that. So how do we ensure that besides just doing an event, for example, on a Zoom call, are you getting that same amount of information or data as well?
I miss the food, I suppose, if I had to pitch in. Okay, yeah. The future of the events industry then, Daniel, in the post-pandemic world, are we going to see some sort of hybrid going forward? Or are we hoping that live events will just sort of return? Because Leslie Ong, the CEO of Unusual, says live events will never be replaced. He's not so big on, this hybrid form or going completely digital.
Yes. Mr. Ong makes some good points as well. But I think that's pretty optimistic, in this current situation. I think earlier also you had a report on Cathay Pacific as well. And I think a couple of days back also, our sponsors also have officially cancelled all international flights up to March of next year. So in terms of having physical and real events, without a vaccine in sight right now, I think it's very difficult for people to plan and assume. And it may not be the right assumption at this current time, right? So maybe the energy. It's true also, right? But in terms of physical events and real-life events, atmosphere and all that, that's
can't be replaced.
That's right. Mm. That's something which cannot be replaced. But I think, there will be a time, that, we'll have all these large-scale concerts and events packing huge exhibition halls or stadiums. But I think, probably now is not the time.
What's GlobalSign.in got lined up soon?
I think obviously, with in-person events also, we are all hoping that in-person events will return. But again, I think with the situation out there, we know in terms of hybrid events, I think that's the next way to go. In fact, we also did a poll recently, right? And this was a poll done about maybe a month or two ago. And at that time, about 40 people of the respondents, they said they are not comfortable attending events physically, but they are open to actually having it virtually.
Right.
But that said, I mean, the future events, we feel will be a hybrid solution. Because, I mean, we always have this time, right, whereby in terms of these changes, I think that will happen naturally along the way, whereby we actually have these type of social gatherings and hopefully events with some form of capacity as well. So in terms of this hybrid events, I think that's something which we'll be able to see. And of course, for people, you know, they are still able to actually comfortably and more importantly, safely still experience that same event. And as what I've mentioned earlier in terms of the networking opportunities.
Right.
And all of that, and they can do it safely as well in the comfort of their home.
All right. GlobalSign.in's Head of Customer Success, Daniel Gerard Chan. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.